651. Look, I want to get to this massive story. This is the biggest thing we've had in a while now. FBI Director James Comey has now been fired. That is the news, breaking news. Political strategist Cameron Clifton with us to react. I know we weren't going to talk about this. We didn't know this was happening, but what do you think so far, Cameron?
Oh, well, you know, I'll give up talking about France to talk about how finally James Comey's going to have to find something else to do when this should have happened over a year ago.
What did he do so wrong, in your view?
Well, everything. I mean, he set himself up and aside from his role. You know, one of the things that I think, even if you don't know a lot about the way that the FBI works, but I think one of the things you want is discretion and good judgment and a thoroughness and a sense of urgency around things that should be treated urgently, and someone who's not constantly setting themselves up as the center of the universe in all matters political.
Well, I should know,
and that's what he's been doing for over a year.
The Trump administration says it's because of the way he handled the Clinton emails. Do you believe that's why he was just fired?
I think it's one of several things. You know, last week I did a whole series of interviews on this whole thing about was the election influenced by Comey's comments last summer? The answer to that is yes. I mean, good, bad, or indifferent, it definitely was.
Okay.
So I think finally they just had to go through a lot of hoops within the organization and get everybody that mattered to sign off on it besides the president. And now they probably have somebody in the queue that they want to appoint who will go through, you know, the approval process with Congress, and that'll be that.
Cameron, tell me this. Cameron Clifton, by the way, 1320 WILS. What about the theory that it's because of his investigation into the Russian connection with the Trump campaign?
Well, that theory is starting to wear extraordinarily thin for the Democrats because it's really all they have.
Yeah, but what about the potential that they didn't like how he's going into his own investigation into the potential connection?
Yeah, well, they criticized him, you know, left and right. That no pun intended there. They criticized him constantly, and now that he's been discharged from his duties, they will jump on the Trump decision process and say that this was a strictly political thing for Trump. No, it's in the best interest of the country. And, you know, we're going to get really tired, more so than we are now, of hearing about the Russian connection. There's nothing about that. There's no evidence of that. There's nothing. So they need to move on to something that they have, that the far left has to offer the country, because they have midterms coming up, and they need to focus on that
whining
because they didn't win the presidential election.
It's a tricky thing because Hillary, of course, is upset with Comey, and now that he's fired, they're going to have to do an about face to suddenly say, "Hey, what are you guys doing firing him?" Right.
Well, but actually, you know, in a logical world, I would agree with you. But there's nothing very logical about the twists and turns that they take that are opportunistic. And that's my point, Mike, is that they have got to find some ground to find and hold and offer their constituency, Democrats who want to be loyal to them, and independents who are, you know, still waiting to see what happens with the Trump administration. They need to offer the people something that they can hold on to and vote for Democrats, next year in the midterms, because right now they don't have anything except they don't like Donald Trump.
Okay, the president could have made this move earlier, right? I mean, he didn't have to wait this.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, I think that that he could have made it the day that he took office. In fact, I was thinking that this is a thing. In fact, you and I may have talked about this. I was thinking this was something that should have moved up in the priorities as soon as he took office. But I think they had so many other things going on that, you know, they kind of let it ride. And then it's just too much. It's just a bridge too far.
Yeah, so do you think had he not come out and said, look, we're investigating the Hillary emails during the election, do you think that James Comey would still be the FBI director?
No, because there were so many other things that he, it was almost like he lost sight, because, you know, that he's had a pretty illustrious career, but it's almost as though he lost sight of his true purpose in the scheme of things and how everything is supposed to go with the FBI. And within the FBI, there's been so much, you know, tumult and people being dissatisfied and not really trusting him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's not good.
And this is, there's going to be a lot of reaction tonight. A couple minutes
this
here.
Is huge.
Your thoughts, Camera. Obviously, the French election is over. Le Pen lost. The news reported as though Le Pen and Trump and Brexit, they were all part of one big movement. Do you see it that way yourself?
Well, I thought that it would go that way. You know, they missed the polls. He won, but by a much larger margin than they had thought. But the thing that I really am looking at now is not just, you know, that he's a left winger, but I think he might actually go with a prime minister nomination of the woman who's the head of the IMF.
Okay.
And I'm not a big fan of hers, and it would leave the IMF with a gap. But I think she might actually be good for France, because they're running at a serious deficit and they can't have a big role in the EU when they can't pay their bills.
Is this the kind of thing where you imagine him and President Trump really not getting along very well?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Christine Lagarde, who's the woman that I think he'll have as prime minister, she'll smooth a lot of that over. But I think, you know, he's young. I mean, what, there's like five guys now running countries within the EU who are between 39 and 50, and they're all left-leaning. They all Twitter and text each other all day long. The world in the EU, well, the world everywhere is changing pretty dramatically. But in the EU, it's really changing, because the old guard now is Merkel. And, you know, she's going to be the one who's going to give him a hard time.
Well, they can't stand President Trump. Is that fair to say?
That's true. That's true. Only Theresa May, you know, likes him. And, you know, it's because, you know, she's a populist just like he is. And, well, I hope he turns. I mean, I hope he really is that. But, you know, the thing is that there's so much going on in the world. Look at Venezuela. They're about to have a civil war there. That's on our side of the pond. And there's so many things that we need to be focused on. I'm glad to see Comey gone, because he's a distraction to the things that really matter.
Yeah, it'll be waiting to hear how MSNBC reacts tonight. I'm sure they're going to be beside themselves. It's Camera Clifton, political strategist Camera Clifton, right here on WILS. Camera, thank you as always.
God bless you. Thanks for having me back. Take care.
That is it for us. Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. We're back tomorrow. Join us then. Have a good night. Bye-bye.